All right. So, hey, guys, this isn't Tracy. This is actually her best friend, Girdley. And because me and that crazy girl have been through like 10 years of adventures, I thought I'd hit y'all with a disclaimer of sorts. First and lastly, do know that whatever the hell Tracy shares in this podcast comes from her very own treasure chest of magic, logic, and good intentions. She's definitely not a therapist alternative, but she does believe it's inhumane to withhold what feels like gangsta insight. My girl's not for everyone, but she just might be for you. She's beauty and the
beast. Whew. What a day, what a day, what a day. And this day is November 8th, 2016, when we, the American people, exercise what has been probably the most fought after rights in history, the right to fucking vote. Real quick thing, I gotta say it, man. I understand this is the most wildly polarizing presidential campaign human eyes have ever seen in America. Absolutely. But even if you can't do it for Hillary or Donald, I'm asking that you just do it for the gallons of blood that were shed in attempts to secure this basic ass right. Because really, no alternative citizenship will be handed out to those who stay out of the booth. So you might as well join your girl in playing chess. Exhale. All right. Couple quick more announcements, but they're not so serious as the one before. It was so incredible meeting a good number of you woke and wonderful women at that Love versus Lust workshop that happened in New York City on Saturday. Please, if you came, check your emails because I have one extra secret splash of sauce for you. And also, I have to give major appreciation to my bestest, Girdley, for joining me. And of course, Courtney from Built and Brunch for being the sweetest HBIC in making this happen. So thank you for the both of y'all. And as for the rest of yous, I love you. The usual. Okay, so for today, since many people are feeling very emotionally and spiritually attached to this election, understandably so, I thought I'd talk about praying. Because that's something I'll certainly be doing a lot of today, all the way through the night. And going back to Saturday real quick, before that event started, myself, Girdley, and Court had a really dope impromptu prayer circle. And one of the girls, I won't say who, snuck a peek. Nah, it's no big deal. But she snuck a little peek, and she came to me afterwards, and she was asking how I can just jump into prayer so easily because it feels like a heavy task for herself. Well, me lady and everyone else with enough curiosity to keep listening, let's just talk about it, yo. Praying. Praying can be a hella weird thing. Let's just get that out of the way. Now, though it's an act that regularly gives me much peace, hope, humility, epiphanies, I definitely remember the newbie days when it plagued me with a trillion internal questions, such as,
do I kneel? What's the minimum for this, 20 minutes? Am I allowed to ask for a boyfriend replacement? Should this look like I'm talking to my damn self?
So I get it. And sometimes I still absolutely have questions. Yet I realize that for me anyway, praying is only weird when we overthink it and when we place rules on what we can and cannot express and ask. So I'm going to take you through my little prayer timeline. From what I can recall, I began praying inconsistently, might I add, when I was about 4 years old. And my very first memory is fuzzy, but I do remember my mama directing my knees to a bottom corner of the bed, motioning my hands to clasp together like our favorite emoji, and nudging me to close my eyes and follow her vocals. After that, I graduated to reciting the Our Father, Hail Mary, but I'm gonna be real. Those just eventually became monotonous melodies because I was in Catholic school and just doing what I had been told to do so that I could get my ass to recess and play Truth or Dare with the boys.
Ooh.
Don't act like you didn't want to do that either. So I knew that God was a cool, loving guy, and I did appreciate those awesome qualities, but he just had yet to make it on my speed dial list. So since then, You know, adulting, life has dented me in ways that called upon a spiritual evolution. And that happened in ways that I would have never imagined, including mini prayer sessions at the most random times in the most random settings. And obviously, you know, there's a lot of whiff to this conversation I'm having with you guys. So we'll more than likely revisit it in the future just to talk specifics. But in the meantime, since, you know, I had that conversation with Ogre at the event, and also Girdley has been suggesting I share some of my praying practices, so to say, we're just going to stick to that. So in understanding my heart and really in just finally doing some solid research, I've come to two personal conclusions. One, and I tweeted this yesterday, vulnerability is the price we pay for growth. And so many of us are searching, yearning for spiritual growth. So there you have it. And then two, God is the most quintessential parent ever to me. That's just how I view God. And I know that I'm never neglected by him. So prayer is my form of reciprocation. Because in my eyes, if I can text my parents throughout the day just to say, I love you, whatever, what's up, then why not zap a quick message of appreciation to my power parent up top? So I've been saying so a lot, huh? Have you noticed? I bet now you have. So here's an example of that. I'm just going to give a little gratitude freestyle. Let's see. God, what's up? Thank you so much for allowing my eyes to open this morning. Thank you for that nice dude at Cafe Metro who always looks out and hooks me up with extra vegetables. I appreciate that. Thank you for the amazing freaking interview we had with RZA today. I honestly feel so much more connected to my spirit because of it. And thank you for the right to vote, God. It's a privilege to be receiving the fruit of what so many sacrificed for, including the sacrifice of their lives. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, now I'm talking to you guys again. So yeah, it's pretty much kind of sort of the way that I speak to y'all. Because God sees me whether I'm talking directly to him or not, whether I'm doing good in public or dirt in private. So I kind of just got to come with the attitude of don't act brand new, Trace. Now, depending on my mood or my level of guilt, the tone, length, and language of my prayers can fluctuate just as it would in conversations with my parents, my mom or my dad. However, I still always do my best to wrap my words in respect. And though I've reached a point where the true essence of God just genuinely overwhelms me with love on a super wild level, personifying him to a degree is what has helped me so freaking much with upping the frequency and comfort of my prayers. So let's just get into what another one sounds like. This one is typically what I would say before a meal with a pal, or me and my boyfriend, we always pray before our meals. So, and you know what? Let's just be honest. Sometimes, not often, but it can happen when I'm just ravenous to the max. I can forget to give thanks, blah, sue me in heaven. But I've been really trying to stay on my game because I'm recognizing more than ever that good food can definitely upgrade our quality of life in a matter of seconds. And that is a damn blessing. All right. Food prayer in 3, 2. God, we do not take for granted not only the access to food, but the ability to eat and the nutrition we receive from eating. So thank you, thank you, thank you for all of the hands that went into those meals. Please bless those hands. And also bless all of the hands who are currently searching for meals. And know that we're just trying to do our best here, God. So thank you for keeping our stomachs full along the way. Amen. Yeah. So there you have it. Just a little eavesdropping into my one-on-ones with the main man. I'm not calling myself a prayer professional, but I know from experience that strengthening your relationship with God or the universe or Allah, all the et ceteras out there in the world, it can be a very vulnerable and daunting first step. But the first step of anything is usually the hardest step. He's gangster, y'all. He's incredible. He is love. So hopefully you're more comfortable with giving him a ring, because the blessings on the other end of that line are well worth it. Believe that. And with that said, I'm thankful for you companions of mine. I truly, truly am. And also, I'm gonna go back to it. I don't care if I just messed up my words right there. I'm gonna go back to it. Get your ass in the voting booth if that hasn't happened already. If you're rocking with She's Beauty and the Beast, this podcast, please continue sharing and do leave a rating on iTunes. I've been told those things matter, which is exactly why I don't understand why they made it so difficult for folks to do that, but I digress. Next week, friends, I will be doing an episode about yoni power and the trauma and triumph our vaginas go through. Yeah, I can talk about prayer and then go into pussy. You know why? Because of this wonderful thing called ballots. But nah, it'll be very entertaining. Y'all know this, though. You guys are used to my style of conversation. Okay, I'm talking. I'm gone. Keep the soul lit. She's Beauty and the Beast.